Have a big game coming up tonight in the Grand River Conference. I'm going to be up at Princeton, Putnam County at Princeton. You can hear on KTTN-FM 92.3. A couple of teams that are above the Midgets and the Tigers in the conference standings are Maysville and Gallatin. They play tonight at Maysville. First place in the conference, at least for now, in the East, goes to the winner. Gallatin comes in falling to Chillicothe and West Platte late last week in the Lawson tournament. Gallatin will have a home game coming up Friday against South Harrison. Joined here by Coach Chad Sellinger. Preview the matchup over at Maysville. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about you, Tom?
Not bad. I mean, certainly it had been smooth sailing until you hit those last couple of games at Lawson. I've seen Chillicothe. I know how tough the Hornets can be on people. Is it just kind of a slump that the boys hit on Thursday and Saturday that you hope get out of their system going into tonight?
Oh, I don't know if I would call it a slump. I think what we saw was that we were able to see some areas of improvement that we need to work on. The beginning of the season, we talked a lot about, being patient, and at times we have a hard time doing that on both ends of the floor. I think defensively, we kind of found out that, we need to be more just solid defensively and do a better job of keeping people in front and do a better job of making teams take difficult shots with us, especially guarding in our half court. I think sometimes we get a little anxious and try to steal the ball too much or go for steals too much, which, can leave our other four defenders in a pickle scrambling to stop the basketball. So, there are areas and weaknesses that we were really able to see. And, I know losing is not what everyone wants to do. However, there are silver linings that come out of losing.
Yeah, I was at Bethany over the weekend, and honestly, I in looking at Maysville, and they had Maysville's district up there. Yeah, obviously, you're in that district, Plattsburgh in that district, Maysville, West Platte. I was, if you look at things and you say, okay, there's weaker districts and stronger districts, you got about as strong of a district coming up here in a month and a week or so in Class 2 as you can find.
Yeah, without a doubt. There's a lot of quality basketball teams in that thing. And, that kind of goes back to where, I was talking when you face some adversity and things aren't going right, those are great learning moments. Those are great teachable moments to get yourself prepared for those times when, you're hopefully not making those same mistakes. And so, we're excited for our district. It's definitely a challenging district. And, when that time comes, hopefully we'll be ready to be playing our best basketball.
Yeah. Maysville, Princeton got them pretty good in the first quarters, up by 6, and then Maysville really took control of that game Saturday night for the last three quarters. I was really impressed. I knew Maysville was good from just kind of getting reports, first time seeing them in person. What impresses you, and what are the things that Maysville does that you're going to have to slow down in order to win tonight, Coach?
Well, first off, you got to try to do best job you can on their post player, 25. He's a load to handle down there, and he does a great job of getting position offensively to score as well as to rebound. And then we've got to handle their man pressure. They like to press full court man, and they do a really good job of closing out defensively. So, our test is going to be, can we do what we need to do after coming off those two losses in improving our efficiency on both ends of the floor? And that's what I'll really be watching, is can we take care of those areas that we need to fix going into that game, and hopefully we can do that.
Yeah, certainly big game sort of atmosphere. If I were there, certainly the matchup I'd be watching, because against most people in the conference, Peyton Fighton's going to have the advantage inside the paint. But the guy that you mentioned, number 25 in Willis. I mean, Willis going against Fighton, they're two very, very similar players. That's going to be a fun matchup to watch tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be interesting to watch. And they also have the Metzger kid, a guard. I think he made 8 threes in one of the games there in the Bethany tournament. He's a terrific player. And so, having that combination of inside-outside does make them difficult to guard at times. So we're just going to be disciplined and continue to work on things that we need to, such as keeping people in front, making them take difficult shots, not necessarily gambling all the time on defense and trying to take the ball away. And then offensively, you know, they're so good defensively that it's not going to be, you know, a one-pass ball screen shot type of night where we're getting great looks right in our stuff at the beginning of the game. And so that's a challenge for us. Not only, you know, with Maysville, we're challenging ourselves tonight too.
Mm-hmm. South Harrison, you know, that's a team that only won three games, if I remember right, from last year, and I think they're already up to 5-6 wins, something like that, this year. I think they're still rebuilding a little bit, but that's a much, much better basketball team that you see Friday night.
Yeah, much improved. I was actually not too long ago looking through some of their stuff from this year, and that is a team that is definitely on the rise. And so, you know, we'll have to focus on them after tonight. But definitely a team that coach has got going the right direction.
I would assume, you know, that folks know the senior leadership that you have on your team, coach. And you kind of mentioned earlier how you kind of learned about your team after you hit adversity, you hit a couple losses, and see how they respond. Especially in practice on Monday, did you kind of see that senior leadership kind of step forward and say, okay, you know, we hit adversity, we're going to get this, boat right immediately?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we concentrated a lot on those areas of improvement on Monday, and you know, it's hard to completely get a team to where you want them to be in one practice. However, I did see us doing a lot of good things, especially verbally communicating with one another. I thought it was terrific the other day in practice, and you know, just preparing ourselves to fix those issues, and the guys did a tremendous job, had a great attitude coming into practice, and it was a good day for us yesterday.
Yeah, Chillicothe, you know, really well coached. We know what sort of a coach Coach Cool is. They're really deep. More than likely, I'm sure that they had with Matthew inside kind of the physicality to deal with your front line. Not as familiar with West Platte. How big of a challenge was West Platte on Saturday for you, coach?
Well, a big one. They're athletic. They're tall. They do a good job of running their stuff. They shot the ball extremely well against us, both halves. The Kinslow kid got loose on us in the first half, and we did a better job of getting to him outside the second half, and were able to hold him down somewhat the second half. And then they had a number 11. He started in on us the second half, and we weren't getting out and defending good enough on the perimeter, and he knocked in some threes on us. And you know, just a credit to them, they were ready to roll. They were very motivated to win that game, and you could tell that was a big one for them after the final score and the game was over. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we're mentally and physically ready to go every single night, and a lot of that lays on me to do a better job in those areas.
Gallatin at Maysville, big one tonight. That should start about 7:45 over at Maysville High School. Coach, good luck against Wolverines. We'll talk with you next week.
Tom, thank you. I appreciate it.